Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
In most cases today, there's plenty of game left for you to play post-credits, maybe putting in twice or 10 times as much game time than you did across the main story. In theory then, this time should mean something, and the best games will have the best rewards tucked away for the most hardcore players. Others, not so much. I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are 9 video game 100% completions that were profoundly insulting. Number 9, Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time. Reaching Crash 4's 100% completion gives you a fun Where Are They Now style cutscene with a surprisingly smooth-talking Crash as the narrator. If we're talking full completion though, that's the 106% ending, which is a much bigger slog that's thoroughly unwelcome. Taking a staggering additional 80 hours, if you're that damn good with a nice helping of luck anyway, that's every last challenge gem on both versions of every level, every insanely perfect relic, and the brutally tough flashback tapes. You'll be combing every last pixel of the game, and there are collectibles hidden behind random parts of the environment, making it a thoroughly horrible feeling when you realize what you were missing. Do all this and you get a 20-second cutscene of Neo Cortex waking back up on a beach as Uka Uka's face returns from the beginning of the game. That's it though, we just half-bakedly fade to black as if Toys for Bob didn't know if they could actually confirm a sequel after setting these things in motion, or animate anything else in its place. Number 8, Curiosity, What's Inside the Cube. In 2012, divisive designer Peter Molyneux crafted this minimalist thing, featuring a large cube made up of many smaller cubes that had messages hidden inside them. Whoever managed to reach the inside of the whole thing would find something life-changingly amazing by any definition, according to Molyneux himself. The lucky winner was 18-year-old Brian Henderson, who opted to share his prize with the public. The problem was that there really was no actual prize, as Molyneux and his team not only were barely etching anything out past the idea stage, and this title was very much still in development. On completing Curiosity then, Henderson was granted the ability to become an omnipotent almighty god within 22can's upcoming release, Goddess. He was also promised a portion of the game's incoming revenue. However, 6 and counting years later, Henderson hasn't seen a penny, nor has he heard much from 22can's overall. It was revealed that they invited him to their offices and let him play a build of the game for hours, something he said felt awkward as hell as it wasn't very good, and that was it. According to Molyneux, the person at 22can's who was in charge of keeping Henderson informed left the company and their seat was never filled. Goddess, though, never left early access, and all things with the cube's potential power, becoming a god, or just doing right by the person who took the time to complete Molyneux's task in the first place, faded away entirely. Number 7, Gex 3DO. Gex debuted in 1995 on the 3DO console. Though the system didn't do very well commercially, Gex's self-titled game received a fair amount of praise for its visuals, and especially the performance of Gex's voice actor, Dana Gould. Gould recorded an incredible number of zingers to keep the player invested as they made their way through each of the game's worlds, and I at least ruddy loved this character growing up. However, upon full completion, instead of letting Gould continue riffing about celebrities or whatever else, some rogue developer instead gives you 8.5 uninterrupted minutes of individual text prompts and quote-unquote jokes crawling slowly across the screen. Even worse, these jokes are essentially just the game insulting you for playing it so much. Number 6, Super Mario 64. Although collecting all 120 stars in Super Mario 64 is still one hell of an enjoyable time, the reward for doing so leaves much to be desired. Once you collect your final star, you can enter a cannon that will launch you to the top of Princess Peach's castle. Up there, you're greeted by none other than Yoshi in his first appearance in 3D. While all of this sounds awesome at first, what follows is one of the original major letdowns in gaming. Rather than, you know, letting you leap on Yoshi like Mario had done in the beloved Super Mario World, instead he just repeats a generic message from the developers and gives you 100 lives in a game that you just completed. Awesome. Number 5, Jak and Daxter, The Precursor Legacy. Of all the teaser endings in video games, this might be the most infamous. Like the stars of Mario, titular characters Jak and Daxter are required to collect power cells throughout their adventure. Once you've collected all 100, many of which are in very inconvenient locations, you can place them all in a large ancient precursor door to hopefully reveal the secrets of this mysterious titular race. When the door opens though, a large white light shines brightly on our heroes' faces, and they all get to revel in the splendor of whatever it is they're actually looking at, because we can't see it. The game's characters get to enjoy the fruits of your labor, but you don't. You just get to guess at what they've seen and then wait 2 years for Jak 2. Clearly, Naughty Dog didn't know where they were going to go with Part 2 at the time, as their 30th anniversary art book revealed that Renegade was a direct response to GTA 3 instead. Still, all that work for a bright, shiny thing you can't even see felt like zero payoff whatsoever. Number 4, Grand Theft Auto 4. A classic reward for completing any game with shooting 100% is giving the player unlimited ammo. Grand Theft Auto 4 sort of got the memo. While you technically do have access to unlimited ammo after completing the game, all hitting 100% does is remove the ammo cap, meaning you still have to purchase bullets to stock up. For a game known for comically absurd levels of violence, literally still stocking up bullets and keeping an eye on your totals just feels lame after you've put so much work in. Worse still, when you close and reopen the game, you'll lose all the bullets you bought above the default limit, meaning you still have to go purchase them all again if you want to try and play with this supposed infinite ammo reward. Number 3, Pokemon. Wait, which Pokemon? Well, all of them. While catching every Pokemon in any Pokemon game is forever optional, the series tagline is gotta catch 'em all. Not only is this very hard, as you always need to access two versions of the same game somehow, but reaching 100% is arguably not worth it anyway. So many trainers try in vain to catch hundreds of Pokemon in whichever generation of Pokemon game they're playing. However, once they finally achieve this monumental task, which has taken tens of hours and likely even real-world trades to complete, they get a diploma. No super secret legendary Pokemon that can only be attained by catching all the other ones, not even a bunch of rare candies to get any remaining team members up to level 100. Instead, it's just a still image with a message from developers Game Freak saying that you completed the National Pokedex. I mean, thank you, but also, I kinda wish I hadn't. Number 2, Super Mario Sunshine. If you thought collecting 120 stars in Mario 64 was tough, then collecting all 120 shine sprites in Mario Sunshine feels next to impossible. This game ups the difficulty so much it just feels unfair. With that in mind though, it's reasonable to assume this increased challenge means Nintendo did learn from their mistakes and there's some super cool superior ending treat in store. Well, despite how divisive this game is, there's one thing everyone can agree on. The 100% completion ending is terrible. For all your toil and trouble, you're gifted a postcard. All you get is a picture of Mario, Peach, Toad, and all their friends with the words, "Have a relaxing vacation." As if giving you something that feels like a discarded art asset from the intro is a remotely acceptable payoff for so much tough gameplay. And number 1, Animal Crossing. Technically, there isn't a way to 100% complete an Animal Crossing game visually, as your save file never has a percentage attached to it. However, one of your main objectives in these games is to fill the museum with every bug and fish you catch, the fossils you dig up, and the artwork you can purchase. Without time traveling by tweaking your system's clock, this endeavor can take a year or longer to complete. Eventually though, that museum will finally be filled up, and what do you get for this genuinely amazing feat? Nothing. Face of the Museum Blathers just congratulates you one single last time for completing everything, and then that dialogue is gone forever and the option to donate to the museum is removed. You get nothing beyond that full museum that you'll likely now never set foot in again, unless a random villager strolls in by accident.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.